The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. An early outlook on spring planting. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, the Fort Wayne Farm Show kicked off Tuesday at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Eric Pfeiffer's there and has this report.
All right, CJ, thanks. The show got underway with Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin on the seminar stage, discussing his early outlook for spring planting, and then he came and talked with me.
Honestly, at this point, I don't see major problems with spring planting because I don't see gully washing rains right now, at least in the Feb-March time frame. When we warm up and the weather gets more volatile in April, sure, we're going to see some heavier rains, but nothing that really causes major problems given our dry conditions so far. We actually need rain. We want rain, and we're just not getting it.
Martin joked that for farmers that like to go out and plant their beans in March, the forecast looks favorable. However,
there may be a decent window early on in April because temperatures over the next 3 months, in my mind, are going to average above normal by a good 2 to 5 degrees on a monthly average. And if we do that, where soil moisture temperature levels are not going to be looking spectacular, but they're definitely going to be above where we would normally see them. So if you want to have a window of opportunity, maybe soil temperatures aren't quite there, but the other 4 or 5 things that you need on the condition side are ready, I think you go.
The Fort Wayne Farm Show continues Wednesday and Thursday at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Admission is free. From the Fort Wayne Farm Show, I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Strong north flow looking to dominate the rest of the week in Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Weather Outlook. North flow means a lake effect, and we've also got some non-lake snows that are going to be popping up here. Much colder air in place. Right now we're looking at temperatures later this afternoon at the 5,000 foot level at about 18 degrees below zero Celsius. That's nasty. All right. There's some very cold Arctic air that's centering right on top of us. It's going to fuel the lake effect, not just through today and tonight, but I think into tomorrow morning before it dissipates. And then we get on Friday a couple of clippers wanting to move through with a reinforcing shot of cold air. So that means light snow action is back. Overall, I think we see snow that can stick across the region for at least out of the next 5 days, if not 5 of 5. Going into early next week on Monday, we've got another area of low pressure that wants to rotate through. We finally get a little bit of a drier surge in here for midweek next week, Tuesday to late afternoon, evening, right on through Wednesday, Thursday, and early Friday. And then we have significant warming trying to happen late next week, Friday afternoon, and that's ahead of a system that comes in for the start of the weekend, a system that can bring rain, and then, of course, snow. So buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride, and that ride is dominated by below normal temperatures the second half of January. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
The grain market's still impacted by 4 major reports released Monday by USDA. Here with more is Andy Eubank and Arlen Suderman with StoneX. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
Grains close to steady, so some solidifying of that market, at least keeping the bloodbath from continuing on Tuesday, Arlen. Soybeans, though, worked lower most of the session, and near the close, we're at about the lowest point of the day. Let's start, though, with corn futures. Nice to at least slow the selling.
Yeah, absolutely. And USDA certainly totally changed the dynamics of the corn market yesterday with this report. I was worried going into the report that the market was leaning too heavily in the wrong direction and that left it vulnerable. I agreed with the direction it was leaning. I did not agree with the scope that it was leaning, but the fact that everyone was leaning in the boat in the same direction leaves you pretty vulnerable if you get hit by a wave from the other side. And that's what happened. When you look at this balance sheet, we now see stocks to use ratio for the current year projected at 13.6%. If we look at a half dozen or so recent years in which we traded stocks at 13 point, you know, in that range of that 13.6%, those years generally saw prices in the $3.50 to $4 range. That's rather sobering. That's not saying that we will do that this time, but that does say what our risk certainly is.
Once again, Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, March corn down a penny and three quarters at 419 and three quarters. May corn 2¾ lower, 427 and three quarters. March soybeans taking a tumble, dropping 10¼ to 1038 and three quarters. May beans 9¾ lower, 1052 at the close. And March wheat down 0.75 cents to 510.5. February live cattle climbing $2 even to 237.25. And February lean hogs gaining 20 cents at 84.62. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.